This is New England Public Radio News. Massachusetts is known as an educational leader, but opportunity and achievement gaps exist along racial and economic lines. Commentator Nick Donahue, who studies public education, says we can change that.
We in Massachusetts need to address an issue that for decades has compromised our standing as an educational leader. Despite the strides we've made, our education system is not properly serving all our students. In the 1990s, the Bay State created universal education standards, measurable by way of more rigorous testing. But what started as an effort to provide equal opportunity has ironically reinforced an unfair, ineffective, and antiquated system of picking winners and losers for limited seats in higher education. On average, statewide, only about half of Massachusetts high school students graduate ready for college and career. While many students in more affluent communities succeed, this is in part because of the additional non-school opportunities and resources they enjoy. But far too many low-income students and students of color are still far behind. Rather than picking a small set of winners, we need to creatively focus on the success of many more. The traditional model of sitting in rows and listening to lectures and taking tests is like sending students back to the industrial era rather than forward in the 21st century. The good news is research and experience tells us that learners do very well when they have access to well-designed, more tailored, modern educational experiences. Educators in Springfield are showing us a path forward in places like the Springfield Renaissance School, where students leave the science classroom to test water quality at the Abbey Brook Conservation Area. Because of approaches like this and other system-wide changes, high school graduation rates in that city have improved by over 20% since 2012. In order to go further, among many things, we need to make a regular practice of listening to the voices of those who've traditionally not been heard. This will mean confronting difficult issues like racism and other things that divide us still. But it will be worth it, because in today's world, our futures are tied together. These are uncharted waters for many of us. But there are tools and resources to support us in these courageous conversations. Only when we're able to talk openly about these thorny issues will we be able to move away from a fundamentally impractical and unjust status quo to a fairer, more effective approach to public education.
Nick Donahue leads the Nellie May Education Foundation based in Quincy, Massachusetts. This is New England Public Radio.